With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Local, state, and federal law enforcement officers are searching in the mountains of southwestern Montana today for an armed man who fired shots at officers who tried to pull him over on suspicion of driving under the influence. Officers say Sean Z. Cole, 36, fired shots from his vehicle early this morning, causing the officers pursuing him to back off. Cole fled into a wooded area with numerous houses and buildings. Cole is described as white, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and about 170 pounds, with red hair cut in a mohawk. He has numerous tattoos on his legs, arms, and hands. The state health department plans to close the Child and Family Services office in Livingston, transferring those cases to Bozeman while reallocating the 5 caseworker jobs to Billings to help with a large caseload there. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the announcement of the August 6th closure raised concerns among numerous people, including child advocates and law enforcement. Officials with court-appointed special advocate organizations in Livingston and Bozeman say the move would put additional pressure on caseworkers in the Bozeman office, while CASA of Yellowstone County welcomed the move, saying it will help overwhelmed caseworkers in Billings. Environmental groups seeking to block a Canadian company's search effort for gold on private land near Yellowstone National Park face a setback after a judge found they didn't follow procedural rules in challenging a state law, which allows the work to continue while the permit is appealed. District Judge Brenda Gilbert ruled the groups failed to give proper notice to the Department of Justice so the agency could decide if it wanted to intervene. Montana's Secretary of State plans to ask the state Supreme Court to overrule a lower court's decision this week ordering the Green Party off this fall's ballots. Corin Cates Carney reports.
A state judge in Helena granted the Montana Democratic Party's request on Monday to order the removal of Green candidates from the November ballot because some of the signatures used in the Green Party's petition to gain ballot access were deemed invalid. Democrats filed the suit against Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton in April after Stapleton officially certified Greens for the ballot. Stapleton says the recent district court ruling distorts the facts and he plans to appeal.
It violates the Montana Supreme Court rules and statute and ignores Montana's long-established practice of inclusion in democracy. So on behalf of Montana, I'm going to ask the Montana Supreme Court to overrule the judgment of the district court.
Stapleton says election officials need a decisive end to this case before August 23rd in order to start preparing the November ballot. If the ruling stands, the Green Party's absence from the ballot is seen by some political observers as a possible boost to Democrats running in close races this year. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Cascade County officials say the total cost of President Donald Trump's recent visit to Great Falls is estimated at almost $40,000. Commissioners say that after estimated profits and expenses were tallied, the visit cost the county just over $17,500. Yellowstone National Park had its second busiest June on record this year. In a statement from the U.S. Department of the Interior, park officials say over 810,000 people visited the park last month, up slightly from 2017. Nationwide, national park visits over the last decade have steadily increased. In Yellowstone alone, year-to-date visitation has increased 27% from 5 years ago. Yellowstone has reported nearly 1.4 million visits so far this year, up 2.5% from the same period last year. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.
I'm Claire Minahan. The Montana Board of Investments is searching for a new executive director to lead the management of roughly $18 billion. The 4 finalists for the job are being interviewed this week. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The investment board's current executive director, David Ewer, is retiring this September after taking on the position in 2011. Before coming to the board, Ewer served as the state budget director under Governor Brian Schweitzer. The current state budget director, Dan Villa, is among the finalists to replace him. The job would mean a serious pay bump for Villa. While he currently makes around $120,000 a year, the current Montana Board of Investments executive director makes more than $218,000 a year. The other finalists for the job include Mark Berry, a current vice president at the Montana State Fund, Andra Perkalidis, a partner and head of America's sector at a Chicago-based financial consulting firm, and Eric Henry, the CEO and chief investment officer of Hershey Trust Company in Pennsylvania. The Montana Board of Investments is expected to make their final selection the last week of July, according to staff at the board. The full board is expected to consider the finalists in early August. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission has approved a wolf hunting season this fall, allowing hunters to take up to 58 wolves, up from the 44 that were allowed to be hunted last year. There are some 350 wolves roaming Wyoming. About 210 of those are in areas where the state manages their numbers with hunting, though state game managers want that number brought down to 160. I'm Claire Menahan, Montana Public Radio.